Shabbos, and in other places, where the Gemara is darshaning, the Brisa is darshaning the pasuk that appears in Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk is not specifically talking about Malach HaShabbos, it's talking about a Chiyuv Katos. Nefesh Kisech B'Bishgogo Liyosso Meyachas B'Chol Mitzvus Hashem Shalos Yasen V'Yashemo. The person has the awareness, he realizes that he did an Aver B'Shogeg, which if he would have done it amazing, he would have been Chayiv Kareis. So if he does the Aver B'Shogeg, he's Chayiv Katos. So it says he brings a carbon chatas. So the Gemara is medayik from the lashon liosa mei achas mei heino. Four drushes. Achas mei achas tells you that even Shema Shimon, even though he intended to write the name Shimon, and he didn't write the whole name, he only wrote mei achas. He wrote part of the word, but hakosim shteyosius is also chayim. So hakosim Shema Shimon is chayim. And mei heino teaches me the din of Tovus, because I would have thought that's how the Shita Mikubetu's comments on the first daf in Bava Kama. I would have thought that Hachta Havi the Mishkan Hashiva, whatever was in the Mishkan is a Malacha. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is not a Malacha. So I would have thought whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is not a Malacha, period. There shouldn't be any din of Tovus either. So I need a drasha to tell me that there's such an institution of Tovus. See, in Abravus Nizikin, the Shita Mikubetu points out, and the first daf in Bava Kama, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that there's a din of Tol Vasein Kayetz there. It's a mamatzinu. It says in the Chumash Bor. So Abnes Hakinim Asar Shemichem Mishu Serabim is a Tchilos Asiyos of a Nezik, is Daimah V'Daimah, and has the same din as the original din. Sure, Mave, Hever, all the Abba Abbas Nezikin, all the Chaptah Abbas Nezikin, whatever says the Chumash, if you have another case that's similar enough, so you say it has the same dinim, has the same properties, has the same dinim and shayim, it's exactly the same. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you that there's an institution of Torah. So that's the midrash haTorah nedreshes ben of mamatzino. Mamatzino over there, the din is like that. So anything that's daimah is also the din is like that. But by Torah of Shabbos, Yeshitim Kovetzi says, I need the drasha heina, mei heina, to be mechadish that there's a din of Torah that tells the same kayetze behem. Why? Because Tolvus, Malachas of Shabbos, are derived from the Mishkan, it doesn't, nothing says in the Chumash. You only know what's the Malacha, whatever was in the Mishkan. So whatever was in the Mishkan is an Av. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan, so you want to say, but it's similar to what was in the Mishkan, so it should have the same din. No, but it wasn't in the Mishkan, so maybe it shouldn't be even a Tolva. It shouldn't be a din of a Tolva. So that's why I need a drasha, Heina, Mei Heina, that there's an institution of Tolvus. Then, we have another two drashas. From the same pasuk, we also may achas may heino. One drush is instead of achas, it says may achas to teach me shemi shimon. One drush is may heino instead of heino to tell me that told us achai. Thank you. And then another drush, heino shehi achas and achas shehi heino. Sometimes you do many acts of chilul Shabbos and you chayv one chatos, and sometimes you chayv many chatos. How do you determine whether you're going to be chayv many chatos or one chatos? Sometimes it will be achas. One chiyuv chatos by many malachas, and one time, sometimes it will be heino, means many, many chatos. So that the Gemara explains, and the pasuk doesn't say so. The Gemara explains it depends. If it's shigigah Shabbos, who is doing malachas, he knows all the dinim of Shabbos, but his watch stopped on Erev Shabbos. So he thought that it's still Erev Shabbos. He's doing all malachas, doing ksiva, mechikin, hoiksoa, and habor, and kibui. Everything is possible. He's doing all the malachas. But the shkogah was one, it was a shigigah Shabbos. So then Allah says it's only one shkogah, so it's only chayv one chatos. Even though he violated all the lamtes of his malachas, but if he knows it's don Shabbos, he knows that today's Shabbos. He just didn't know that ksiva is prohibited, he didn't know that hoitzua is prohibited, he didn't know that avor is prohibited. So that's called chiluk malachas to Shabbos. So this pasuk tells me that din, that institution of chiluk malachas to Shabbos. The Gemara quotes it here. What does it got to do with Sanhedrin? It belongs in Maseches Krisis, it belongs in Maseches Shabbos, where it's discussed at length. What's it doing here? Because the Gemara had a machlokes amaroyim, and it boils down to their machlokes hatanoim. Is there a din of chiluk avoidus by avoidus zara? If a person does the shchita, ziguach, kito, nisuch, he violates avoidus zara in three different forms. Would you say that it's chayv michatos, or would you say that it's only chayv one chatos? So that was a machlokes amaroyim, and then the Gemara says it's a machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara was comparing how does it compare with Hilchos Shabbos? So the Gemara quoted this braisa. So the Gemara points out now on Samach Beis Amud Aleph that Eigentlich that pasuk that Yidarshin, all these dinim, Chiluk Malachas to Shabbos, and Ovis and Tovis and everything, doesn't say a word that it's not written in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos. It's written in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet. It's talking about Chiyuv Chatos in general. So maybe it also, who says that it only did Pasuk Asam Yachas Mehena? Why should you say that it only refers to Malacha Shabbos? Maybe it should refer to Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara suggests. Chiluk Malachas the Avodah Zarah. Let's darshan everything like that. So how can you darshan everything? So the Gemara will go one at a time. Achas me'achas heina me'heina. So what are you going to say? Achas is zvicha. That we know there's a din that if you do shchita, that's the Mishnah and Samacham, and basically you do zibuach nisuk, zibuach kitur, nisuk hishtach voya, even shaloi kedarko yechayim. So maybe achas goes on the original Avodah Zarah. If you shecht the behem, you shecht the behem, you have to shecht shnei simonim, the kohen and the veishet. So if you shecht the kohen and the veishet, even if it's ain't avodas to the kach, it's a church in New York City where nobody shechts any behems. They just pray, they do prayer, they do other things, but they don't shecht any behems. So he goes and he shechts shaloi kedarka, he's over avodizor shaloi kedarka, but he shechted the both simonim, so that's shechita. So maybe May Achas tells you, like shein nishimin, you don't even have to do the whole ksivas teivu av shimin. Maybe Shechet Simen Echad is also Chayim. That's what the Gemara suggests. Maybe, hey, what is it? Acha, Zog the Gemara, perhaps is Zvicha. This is about the 10th white line on Samach Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara is suggesting a possibility of darshaning the same drasha. Achas, me'achas, heina, me'heina, achas, she'heina, heina, she'achas. The whole thing should go on Avodah Zarah also. The Gemara says, no, it just can't. It just doesn't fit in, so it can only go on Malach HaShabbos. Until they reach that conclusion, so they made a suggestion. Maybe Achaz goes on Zvicha. And May Achaz means like Shem Yishim and Simen Echad. Not only are you Chayiv Nisa, not only are you Chayiv Kores and Chatas B'Shoigig. If you Shecht Lavodah Zarah Shnei Simanim, if you don't Shecht Simen Echad, it's also Chayiv. And even if you intended to Shecht the whole Behemah like Shem Yishim, you intended to Shecht the whole Behemah Lavodah Zarah, and you didn't get to finish it. He only shecht simen echad, and then in the middle he doesn't finish. Whatever happens, he changes his mind. He never gets to finish the avodah zarah, the whole avodah of avodah zarah. So still, the Gemara darshens the Yitzchak. So Rashi has a comment on this Gemara. Rashi writes. Rashi is about 15 lines from the bottom. Is darshan nidrish nami? The line begins with the word in Rashi. The nidrish einami. Babudis kuchav machi. Let's darshan also like this. Achas. The also achas. What does it refer to? Shasa avodah shleimik on zibuach. He shechts the behemu with the shnei simon. The kana and the beish. Shchitas behemu and shnei simon. Shchitas oifis is an avsim and echad. When you shecht the oif, so the Mishnah says in Chulin, if you shecht either the kana or the beish, is sufficient. So maybe that's what it means over here. Achas would be kegon zibuach if he shechts the kohen and the beishet. Me'achas means like shem yishimin. Vasa me'achas kegon shochat simen echad lavodes kechavim. That will be enough to constitute an act of avodes zorah. That is chayiv kores b'meizin echatas b'shoigig. So Gita Moshel says, why is it enough simen echad? The ashkechon lehechshe gabichatas oif bifnim. Aloshim. You have to pick on chata soif b'vnim. She said, shchita soif, it's a simen echad. So what the Loshon of Rashi? So granted, the Loshon of Rashi, the ashkechon lehechshe gabi chata soif b'vnim, this is I looked in the back, nobody says, I don't know what. It's a direct quotation, word for word, from a Gemara in Chulin that's talking about something else. The Gemara Chulin is talking about shchutei chutz. The Gemara is talking about shchutei chutz. So the Gemara has a machloikis Rav Levi, I think, where the yeshman shchit mitchil b'atzof, Arein l'shchita elu l'besof, in the second parak in Chulin. So the Gemara says, l'may nafkemine, what's a nafkemine, where they say, yesh l'shchita m'tchila l'atzof, arein l'shchita elu l'besof, the Gemara gives cases where there's going to be a nafkemine. So the Gemara says, what would you say regarding shchut l'chutz? Let's say, shochad, he has a behema, you have to shecht all the korbanos in the azara. So let's say, he has an animal that's standing in the azara, he shechts the kona. And then the animal walks out a little bit in the middle. A funny case, the animal walks out in the middle of the shechita. Shehiyah, yeah. So shehiyah haste that you shor kedei ligmas kula. You have We're machmer in Yeridei, even Shia b'miktsas, even Shia b'mashu, pasal ze shchita. But these are chumers agabi chumers. But mikra din, Shia, you have to have a significant pause of time in the middle in between the shchitas hakana b'aveshit, enough time to shecht the whole behind, but from the beginning to the end. So let's say half a minute. So shecht zekana, and without a half a minute going by, the animal walks out chutz lazara, and then he shecht the beishit. So what the chacham do? He shechted the veishit chutz lazar, shkut dechutz, the lazy is chayv koris. And the shoygei, that's an achrei mois. Whoever does shkut dechutz chayv koris, and whoever does shkut dechutz b'shoygei, is chayv chatos, b'shnais like that, a shechet ba'amala b'chutz is chayv shtechatos. One for shkut dechutz and one for mala, makriv b'chutz, makta b'chutz. So what if he only shechted one sin in b'chutz? Would you say that that has to do with the machlokes Rabbi Levi, where the ain shchita elu the besof yesh and shchita b'chila b'asof? Gemara says no. Everybody's maskim, and the Gemara has this lashon. Shekei matzinu. What did Rashi? I think that's the lashon Gemara. That the hechshek chatasoy pifnim. All you need is simad echad. So therefore, even by behemah, we need shnei simonim. Shechting simad echad by korbanos is considered a violation of shchut echutz. Even though you only shecht the simad echad b'chutz, it's also called even if it's the first simad b'chutz. Even if you all day in the shchita elul at the sof, and you only shecht in the first simen b'chutz, so shchita simen echad b'chutz is enough to be a violation of shchut echutz. So he'll be chayiv koris, and maybe in the middle he'll be chayiv chatas b'shoy. So that's how Rashi interprets our Gemara. That when the Gemara says, achas, nei achas, it's like shemi shimen, so the parallel by what is or would be, achas could be if he shecht shnei simon in the name, and nei achas could be if he shecht simen echad, that's the Lashon Gemara. Simen Echad. And Rashi sounds like he says Simen Echad Dachke. Simen Echad means either the Kona or the Beish. He shechts the whole Simen Bachutz. And Yeridei, we don't seem to pass him like this Rashi, because the simple reading, there's another, that's a Gemara in Chulin, around Dach Chavov or something, Chav Zayin, by the Sugya of Yeshu Meshchit Mechel Vatsot, and Meshchit Ebel Vatsot. Then later in the end of the second parak in Chulin is a different Gemara. But the Gemara has a Braise, there's a Hechetitze, that a person has a triple header. He shechts behema b'shabbos b'chutz l'avodizara, and all b'shoygei. He didn't know that the Rabbanu Shalom is not happy about avodizara, and he didn't know that chil shabbos. He didn't know that you're not allowed to shecht b'shabbos. He didn't know today shabbos, and it was shchut b'chutz, all three. So the Gemara says it's chayv tmichatos. He only does one ma'isa shchita. Shechet behema skot shemachutz l'avodizara b'shabbos. Is chayv shalosh chatos. The Gemara asked Akasha, wait a minute, how can he be chayv shalosh chatos? The Gemara asked Akasha, mishishochot papurto asoro, when he shechts a mashu into the behemah purto. And in Yeridei it says purto means, in Yeridei Hilchos Avodizor. The beginning of Yeridei, and the Shach tells you, in the beginning of Yeridei they talk about Tashachet Lavodizor, it's also Bachil Bano. So the Shach writes, look in the second chelik Yeridei in Hilchos Avodizor, where it says Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't have to even shecht both simon, you don't even have to shecht simon echad. If you shecht purto, that's loshan imam. If you shechet purto asara, when you shecht a mashu, a miktas, in even chatzi kana pogum is not a treifa, not a nevela, nothing. If you shecht the first mashu of the kana, that's enough, even though it's not called shechita. And none of the psule shechita apply on the first half of the kana, but shechet lavadizara it is. When a person shechts lavadizara a mashu into the kana, he already makes it Isuri Hanoav to Kruvus Avodizor. Amashu, so then more affect Akasha, Mechishochet Bapur to Asora. So how can you say that when he continues to shech, it's Chai Mishum Shkut Techutz, Mechat Achofa B'Yalmahu. So Stam Isur, it's not Roy Lovol Pesach Almoy, it's already to Kruvus Avodizor, so he can't be Chai Mashkut Techutz. So the Gemara works out a hope shot, that he doesn't want to make it into Kruvus until he finishes the whole Shkut. Okay. But you see, from that Gemara, Beferish, that in order to become, it becomes the Kruvus Avodizor with a mashu. It becomes, we have cases, we have on this daf, on the previous daf, Meshtachta Lahor Muta V'oivdo B'sayev. If somebody bows down to Mechuber or to Balichayim, so it does not become the Kruvus, it does not become Avodizor, it doesn't become Avodizor, but he is Chayiv Nisan. You have a Chitimtze where the Gavre is Chayiv Nisan because of Avodizor. But the thing that he did the Avodah to does not yet become Tikruvus, it does not yet become Nesabah Nomik Tam Avodah Zarah. Is it possible to have the reverse? that the thing becomes tikruvus, but the person is not chayv shema, but it deserves. So let's not nishtaf in sechel. How can it be that it became tikruvus if he didn't do an act of avodah zarah yet? If he didn't finish the act of avodah zarah? So if you're going to say the way Rashi sounds like he took the Gemara literally, Rashi on his daf. Achas is shnei simonim, and may achas is simon echad. And Rashi says literally simon echad. Shkei matzinu b'shchitas kachim. Shchita l'avodah zarah is bilti l'ashem levadai. Rikin akas of all the avodas that you do for the Ribbono Shel Olam in the azarah, you're not allowed to do any of them. All the avodas that you do for the Ribbono Shel Olam in the azarah, you're not permitted to do for avodah zarah. So one of the avodas that you do in the azarah, shchita soifas is simon echad. Malika soifas is simon echad. So since simon echad is l'ashem, so if you shech simon echad l'avodah zarah, simon echad is also chayv. That's how we interpret achas me'achas simon echad. So you mean that you need literally a simon echad to be chayv mishum? You need simon echad to be chayv mishum levad avodah zarah to be chayv misa. The gemara says mishocha papur to asara becomes tekuvis before you even finish the simon echad, before you even began the simon echad. You shech the beginning of the kana, which al pidin is nothing with nothing. Up until chatzi kana problem is not called the shkita at all. If you cut the windpipe, the kana is the windpipe. So the gemara says if you have an animal running around and it has a hole in the windpipe, up until the point of, up until and including chatzi kana, half of the kana is nishkin treifa garnish. If a goy shechts the first half of the kana, the first third of the kana, the first 4/9 of the kana, up until and including chatzi kana. Exactly, it's hard to tell a chatzi exactly, but theoretically, up until chatzi kana problem is okay. But no psul v'shchita because nothing happened. The act of shchita only begins after the chatzi kana problem. But nonetheless, the Gemara said, "Mishachar papur to asara." If you shech the beginning of the kana, it really becomes the kruvus of the zara. So how can it be that Rashi is a pella? The Rashi says, in order for the person to be oivid of the zara to be chayv nisa, he has to shech kol asinim. And in order that it should become the kruvus, it becomes the kruvus before he did an act of avodah zarah. So pella digizach. I looked in the back. I didn't see anybody yesterday. So pella digizach. I don't know. Shulchan Aruch, we assume that you don't need the whole simon echad. Not like this Rashi. This lashon that Rashi has. Yes, the Gemara says that benegiah to shchut echutz, but the Gemara doesn't really say benegiah to shechet avodah zarah. So the Gemara wants to darshan the whole drasha. Achas me achas goes on simon echad. That a miktas. I remember Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Rambam writes in Benegiah to Hishtach Avoya, where do we have a din of Hishtach Avoya? We have a din by Bikurim, Hishtach Avisu Lefnei Hashem Alakecho, and the Vilna Gaon writes there that is Lav Davki Bikurim, means whoever enters the Azorah. Kol HaNechnasim LaAzorah are not permitted to leave without doing an act of Hishtach Avoya. You have to do ishtachvoy to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then there's a din, even maskis lositim biartzachem, ishtachvoy saleh, chutzla, deis hamikdush, chutzla azara. You're not permitted to do ishtachvoy, I don't have maskis. What's the definition of ishtachvoy? What's the definition of ishtachvoy? So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, then it means pishit yodai, veraglaim. There's kida, and there's kriya, and there's the ishtachvoy. So kida, I think the Rambam says, a person is standing erect, and he bows, and he leans over. Then kriya means he kneels on the floor. But from his knees up, he's standing erect. And ishtachvoy means he kneels on the floor, and then he does pishudai raglan, he lays down all the way. So the din is that in Beis HaMikdash, kol hanichnasim la'azara, whoever enters the azara is supposed to fulfill that pasuk that says by Bikurim, ishtach avisa lefnei Hashem rokech, he's supposed to do ishtachvoy, the pishudai raglan. When the Kengodl says the Shem on Tvarish, you have to do, everybody should do Kol HaMoadim, Basar HaKerm Shtachem Moadim, and Ophim Alpenet, you do Pishadayim Raglayim. And the prohibition of Evin Maskis, Lesitim Be'artzchem, Nishtachos, is Pishadayim Raglayim, the Rambam writes. There's one place that the Rambam writes, Nishtach Voya, and he says, if you just do Kidu, you're ready Chayim Nisa. He says, by Nishtach Lavoy Dezore, even if he just leans over, Shaloi Kedarka, not that it's whatever, it's Kedarka is Kedarka. Whatever the Mishagas is, if he does the Avodah Kedarka, so he's Chayv Nisa, whatever they define as Avodah Kedarka. We're talking about Avodah Shalom Kedarka. So the Mishnah learns that from the Psukim that Zivuach Kita Nisa Chishtachvah, these are the Dalar Avodahs that Chayv Nisa Shalom Kedarka. So you can't say, well, how do they define it? They don't define it. They don't hold from these Dalar Avodahs. So we have to define it. So the definition of Ishtachvah should be like in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Pishdan Raglai. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, no. He writes, Mishayichbash Panat Bekarka, he's Chayim Nisa, he just bows over, he leans over a little bit, he's very Chayim Nisa. That's not the full Shir Mishtachvor. So remember when we're learning this Gemara, I think I remember the Rav Soloveitchik commented, maybe the Rambam got it from this Gemara, that the Gemara says, Achas me achas, just like by Hilcha Shabbos, there's a din Shein Mishimin, Sotabah, but there's also a din of Achas me achas. That even if he doesn't shech Shnei Siman, he shech Siman Echor, a Mikzas of the Avodas HaShkita, so you also chai. So Mikzas, so Rashi said, what's the Shvera Rashi? I don't know. But Rashi said, what's the definition of a Mikzas Siman Echor? Why a Pezonga Chab Siman Echor? The Gemara in Chulin sounds like it says Mishochet Bapurta, Mashahu. Even the first mashu of the Kona also is an act of Avodah Zarah. I don't know, but Rashi says over here, I'll pee the Gemara like Shem Mishimin. Shem Mishimin has to be Shtei Oisiyas. Not Shin Mishimin, it has to be Shem Mishimin. So here also has to be Simen Echad Shkeim Utsina Kayetzibo, that sometimes Simen Echad Heist Ashtika. So the Rambam writes, Wadinami Kido is a Miktsas of Ishtachvoy. So by Avodah Zarah there's a din, Achas Meyachas. By Yishtach Roya Ba Migdosh, you have to have Pisha Dayan Rav Lain. By the Yisra, Evan Mask is Lo Sittim Yartchem Nishtach Masala, it's only a violation if you do Pisha Dayan Rav Lain. But when you get to Avodah Zarah, even if you just do a Miktsas of Yishtach Roya, what is the Miktsas? Kido, Shepikot, Mim Kaimis Acherim, in other areas of Halacha, Kido does play a role. The Gemara says, Kido is this, in Kriya is this, and Yishtach Roya is that. So you see that Yishtach Roya is a combination of Kido. Kido, I think he has this face parallel to the floor. And Kriya has his knees on the floor. So if he has both his knees on the floor and his face parallel to the floor, that's Pishon Ayrag line. So Ishtachvoy is a combination of Kida with Kriya. So it's like Kana Nevation. That Shchita is a combination of two acts of Shchita's Kana, Shchita's Vation. So if you do one without the other, that's like a Shem Mishimin. That's Achas Neachas. So the Rambam held that just like the Gemara says over here, that if you shech simin echad la b'dizari, you chayv nisa, so hua dinami, if you do a mikzas of nishtach voya, is also chayv nisa. Perhaps this is the mokra. The problem is that l'maskona, the Gemara rejects the whole drosha. The Gemara says, no, that the drosha doesn't work out. It only works out by Shabbos. Achas meyachas, heina meheina, achas sheheina, heina sheyachas. The Gemara says, the ganze drosha only works out by Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara says, the last line, and by Avodas Kochavim it doesn't work, and Vesulai Midi, Pratik, the Drasha doesn't work by Avodas Zarah, so by process of elimination only works by Shabbos. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So how does the Rambam know his din of Ishtachvoy? And how did the Gemara know the din that Michishochat Bapurto Asara? I don't know. I seem to remember Rav Soloveitchik suggested, at least that the Havamina point, that maybe this would be the marker for the Rambam. Then the Gemara suggests, what would be that's achas meachas. What would be heina meheina? So the Gemara says maybe heina are the ovis. What are the like by Hilchos Shabbos? Heina meheina. Heina is the ovis, and meheina are the tovis. So what do you have ovis and tovis by Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says the ovis are zibuach kito nisach ishtachvoy. The four major acts of Avodah Zarah that are mentioned by the Mishnah based on the psukim. And the Nehena that told us, what is that? Not exactly the same as the Yav. The Yav is what you do in the Beis HaMikdash in Shech Korbanos. And the Tolda is, it's not exactly a Korban. If this Avodah Zarah, the practices, they worship this Avodah Zarah with a Makel. What do they do? Let's say they twirl a Makel in front of it or something. So he takes a Makel, and instead of twirling it, he breaks it. So breaking the Makel is parallel to breaking the neck of the animal. So that's a Tolda of Sheikhet. If it would have been Avodah Zarah Kedarka, that's the way they worship this Avodah Zarah, by breaking a makel. Avodah Zarah Kedarka, so you don't need any drushes. It's not the Torah's Tolda. But we're talking a case where the Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a makel, but not by Shiber Makel. So if he personally decides he wants to be Meshaber Makel, so Shiber Makel is a Tolda of breaking the neck of the animal. That's a Tolda of Zibuach. So Zibuach is the Av, and Shiber Makel is the Tolda. So he'd be Chayav Nisa. Even though it's not darker bekach to do Shiva Makal, it's darker la'ovdo the makal, but it's not darker the shabbar is a makal. So the Gemara says at this point that would constitute the Avodah Zarah, shaloike darki, would be chayv nisa. But then the Gemara comes to the maskana that the whole drasha doesn't work out, so they scrap it. So it comes out the drasha only applies to Malecha Shabbos, but it's takat problem. The pasuk doesn't go on Malecha Shabbos, the pasuk goes bechlal, on chattas. There's another problem. Rather, the same issue repeats itself on Amud Beis. The Gemara on Amud Beis has another version of what happened. What was happening was, but we started this a few weeks ago. The Gemara has, take a look again at Samach Beis Amud Aleph, just to go back to the beginning. 5 lines from the top. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Zakkai Kameh de Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Zakkai was an Amora who lived in the days of Rabbi Yechanan. He had smicha. Rabbi, all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael had smicha. That's why they called Rabbi. So Rabbi Zakkai recited a brisa in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan didn't like it. So Amalei, so he made a comment, Puk Tani Lebruach. Yeah, throw it out. Throw out your brisa. Tell it to the other people. I don't accept it. So one version of the story is that somebody recited a brisa in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan, which he didn't like. And he said, it's not correct as a Tosafot. So on Amud Aleph, the version is that he said, this brisa about whether there's chiluk malachas l'avodah zarah. You know, there's chiluk malachas l'shabbos, what he say by avodah zarah. So it comes out, it's a machlokes ha'maraim and it's a machlokes ha'tanaim, hayadarshim l'psukim. Fine. So now on Amud Beis, the Gemara has on the last line, on Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, the Talmud Babli was written in Bavel. So how did they know what Rabbi Yechanan said, what they had Ruach HaKodesh? So from time to time, some Talmud would travel from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and tell him over what Rabbi Yechanan had gezogt. Every so often they would have another version of what Rabbi Yechanan said to them, another word in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So that's what happened here. On the last line, Ki Oser Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Omar, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said, Hochi Tane Kamei. No, it's a different brisa. Rabbi Zakkai recited a different brisa that Rabbi Yechanan was not happy with, and he told him, Puk Tani Ledro. What would the brisa say? Chaimer, but the brisa makes a contrast between Shabbos, he talked about Chatos. Who is Chayiv Achatos B'Shoigeg? Whoever violates an Avera, which if he would have done it in Mezer, he would have been Chayiv Kores. So if you violate Avera B'Shoigeg, you're Chayiv Achatos. But so that's a general klal. And the Lama Bab Krisis Amuras Bater, there are 36 cases where there's what to discuss a Chayiv Achatos. And nonetheless, it's Shabbos as opposed to the others. Chilul Shabbos B'Shoigeg has its unique halachas, Bein Lahakol, Bein Lahachmas. So that's what this Brisa says. Chayma b'Shabbos m'b'Shar Mitzvahs. On the one hand, you have Chumis and Malachas Shabbos that you chayiv more chatoes and in Kol HaTorah Kuli. You wouldn't be chayiv. And prakteret, you have Kulis. Chayma b'Shar Mitzvahs m'b'Shar. Sure. So what is this? So this is the other version. This is the brisa that Rabbi Zakkai recited. Rabbi Yechanan said, "Puk Tani Lebro." It's not correct. So Gemara is going to have a whole Amud Gemara to explain why he didn't like it. So what does the brisa say? Chayma b'Shabbos. What's the Chumis? If he does two malachas, he's not. So the Gemara says, what do you mean he's not? What's it that you thought? Did he do two different malachas, let's say, kotzer and kosev? He did kotzer and kosev. So he's chayv two chatois. And in Kol HaTorah Kula, if he eats chelev and he eats dam, Chayv tu chatoes also. If he does two different things, just like if he does two av malachas, he's chayv tu chatoes. So if he does two different averis, he does shchut echutz, and he does avodah zarah b'shoigeg. So he's chayv tu chatoes for that also. So the Gemara is not sure exactly LMI what he repeated. The same thing, let's say, he ate two kizesim of chela behelam echad. So two kizesim of chela behelam echad, you only chayv one chatoes. And if he does kotzer, the kotzer behelam echad is also only chayv achas. What is the contrast that the brisa is drawing over here? That chayim b'Shabbos min b'Sham mitzvahs, she b'Shabbos also shtayim behelam echad, chayiv al kol achas v'yachas, ma'asheni kem b'Sham mitzvahs, chayiv shtayim, so the Gemara is not sure what the case is. So that's what the Gemara says. V'hayna domalei, here, 15 lines down. V'hayna domalei, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says, puk tani lebruah, and it must be a misprint. So Tos Sefer says, don't repeat that brisa anymore. So the Gemara says, what's so bad? Maybe pshat on the brisa is, like we said in Amud Aleph, maybe it goes, umay, kusha, frag the Gemara, that 13 lines on the top, 13, 15 lines on the top. Umay, kusha, why did Rabbi Yechanan be so, why was he so hasty to say, throw out the brisa? Maybe the two totally different malachas, Be'alam Echod, is Chayiv Shtayim. It says, Mashayin came B'Shar Mitzvahs, but if he eats Chelev Adam, Be'alam Echod, is also Chayiv Shtayim. So the Gemara says, maybe what he means is, he did two forms of Avodah Zarah. He did Ziguach, Kito, Nisach, Yishtach Goya, and it goes with the Shita that we said before, that if you do many different Avodahs, Rani Chayiv Achas. That was a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes amorim. So maybe this Tana holds with the Shita that there's no chiluk malachas l'avodah zarah. There's only chiluk malachas l'shav, there's no chiluk malachas l'avodah zarah. If the fellow eats chelim and he eats dam, or let's say chleis, he eats chametz b'pesach and he eats b'yom kippur, it's shnei shemus and ganz and unrelated. But if he worships l'avodah zarah, it's all isan l'avodah zarah. It's all a repeat of the same isan l'avodah zarah. But he did ziguach kippur nisa chishtach voyeh. So that's a shaila where they say yesh chiluk malachas l'avodizor just like yesh chiluk malachas l'shabbos. There ain't chiluk malachas l'avodizor. So that was a machlokes hatanoim. So that's what the Gemara asks. Well, my kusha, why did Rabbi Yechonin get so excited that he said puktoni lebro dilvul elamei malach dabak tzira tchina two different malachas? Now sheni kei mishar mitzvah doesn't mean kol ha'tarakula. It means that there's no chiluk malachas l'avodizor. Asan l'avodizor kider rabami dor rabami ziguach kider nisa chishtava be'alamecha nein lechai v'alachas. So the Gemara says, no, that would not be bad. If that would be pshat in the reisha, that would be okay. But the seifa of the braisa can't continue. The seifa, the braisa that we have on top over here, draws a contrast. That Yechaya from the Lamed of Krisis Amuris Batoroi, that if you violate the Avera B'mezid, Yechaya Koris, and if you violate the B'shogin, Yechaya Chatos, so we divide them into two categories. One is Malacha Shabbos, and one is called a tarakula, and there are differences between l'hoko and l'hachma. So sometimes Shabbos is Mohammed, and the other is chayv shtayim, and the other is chayv achas. And sometimes, chaymer, what's the other one? Chaymer b'shar mitzvah, see the fifth line from the top. What's the seifa of the braisa? Chaymer b'shar mitzvah, what chumah do you have by shar mitzvah and Shabbos and kula? B'shar mitzvah, shagak b'lay miskabin, chayiv, ma'asheni kem b'shabbos, that you potter. What does it mean? B'shar mitzvah shogag b'loy miskavein is chayiv, and in Shabbos yipotah. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, maybe the ratio of the braisa is not so big. Maybe Rabbi Yechonin didn't throw it out because of the ratio. If he just had chayiv b'Shabbos and b'shar mitzvah, he can interpret shar mitzvah means avodah zarah, and there's no chiluk malachas l'avodah zarah. But the sefer is not going to work yet. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Loi mesukma loi b'avodas kachavim." Rabbi Yechonin said, "Puktani libra," because the braisa cannot be interpreted as referring to avodas zarah. Mishum diktani sefer chaymer b'sham mitzvah shebisham mitzvah shogak loi miskaven chayev. Mashena came the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean shogak loi miskaven? What does it mean? He didn't. He walked in. He thought there was a shul, and then it turned out that it was a church." Someone screamed out, they're worshipping avodah zarah in Hebrew. So they said, Baruchu, he thought they said, Baruch HaShem Avraham. He thought they're davening Myra. And the violet, they said, Abrochet to Yoizel. So he bows down with everybody else. It comes out that he bowed down to avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, no, if he didn't realize that it's avodah zarah, it's Libal HaShemayim. So it's Mamish no avodah. That's Legamei no avodah. So what could the case be? What's the case? He didn't realize that it's prohibited to worship avodah zarah. So then you are chayiv. So what does it say? Shogag. Shogag b'loy miskavin chayiv. Masheni came with Shabbos that you potter. What do you mean? He didn't realize that it was Shabbos. So why is he potter? He is chayiv one chatos, says chayiv many chatos. Sometimes he'll be chayiv many chatos, sometimes chayiv one chatos. How can it be that on Shabbos you're not chayiv? A person does maloch on Shabbos to show you he is chayiv chatos. So the Gemara says, the sefer of the braisa doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yechonin got excited and said, "Kuptani lebro." The reisha is not so bad. The reisha he could be soivel. The interpretation that he gave, "Chaymer b'Shabbos b'Shabbos mitzvah, Shabbos mitzvah means avodah zarah." That there's chiluk malachas l'Shabbos. There's not chiluk malachas l'avodah zarah. But he got excited. He said, "Kuptani lebro," because the sefer just doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara finally says later on the daf, maybe you should interpret this. The ratio is not there. The ratio we already have a pshat. That it's drawing a contrast between Malacha Shabbos and Malacha Shabbat Azor. Maybe the Sefer is saying over the word that Shmuel said. Shmuel has a din towards the bottom of the daf. It's the last seven lines from the bottom. Omar Shmuel, Misasik b'chalam aras chavsh keimene, and Misasik b'shabbos potom Malachas machshevis osvetur. Let's say a person does a Malacha on Shabbos. He has no, let's say a person carries on Shabbos. So a person carries in a Rishus HaRabim, a Malacha Deraisa, carries on Shabbos, Chayv Chatos. But that's only if he knew that he was carrying something. He didn't know today was Shabbos, so he didn't know that it's forbidden to carry on Shabbos. What if it turns out that he had a dollar in his pocket, he had a handkerchief in his pocket, didn't even know he had anything in his pocket? So that's not called. It says the Magen Avraham points out from the Gemara. The Gemara many places says, if he didn't even realize that he was carrying something, that's not called shegging. Shegging means he knows he's carrying, but he didn't know that it's forbidden to carry, or he didn't realize that today's Shabbos. His watch was too slow, his watch was too fast. He thought it was already Oy Shabbos, and it's still Shabbos. But what if he didn't even realize that he was carrying? That's called Misasik. So then there's no Chiyav Chatas. So Shmuel formulates this din. He says, Misasik v'Shabbos Pata, because Malachas Machshavos is needed. It's a lack of Malachas Machshavos. What if a person goes to a kosher restaurant and eats a fleshy meal, and after he thought everything was kosher under supervision? Then after he finishes eating, the waiter runs out and he tells him, sorry, we made a mistake. The steak that we gave you was full of chalev, so yet chalev b'shoigei. And the soda that we thought was an interesting new flavor was really dam. They put ice cubes in the dam, and they served it on the table. Mamish dam that you had korsa. So the Gemara says, it's mamish misasik. He didn't. Shoigeg would be, he's drinking dam, he's eating chalev, but he didn't realize that it's prohibited. But if he doesn't even realize that it's chalev and dam, the stuff misasik, so I should have said that misasik is not even chayv chatos. So Shmuel says, wrong. Misasik b'halovim. Ubarai is, let's say a man goes to sleep one night, it's dark in the house, and he goes into the bed, and he thought that was his wife, and it turns out that was an Eish HaSish. Turns out that it was his sister. So he violated Gili Arayis b'shoigeg or b'misasik. No, it's misasik. He thought it was his wife. That's mamish misasik. Shoigeg would be, he knows it's someone else's wife, and he was absent when they thought Lysina. He never heard of that din Lysina. He thought that it's a midas chasidis. He didn't realize that it's an Issa. So that would be shoigeg. But if he thought it was his own wife, that's not mamish misasik. So Shmuel says it doesn't matter. The din is that misasik is chayev chatos b'halovim u'ba'arayis. So the Gemara says, what's so bad? The Reisha, the Braisa makes sense, and the Sefer makes sense. The Reisha, the Braisa says, Chaimah b'Shabbos b'Misham Mitzvahs means that Shabbos is Mohammed and Avodah Zarah, that there's Chiluk Malachas l'Shabbos, and there's not Chiluk Malachas l'Avodah Zarah. And the Sefer that says, Chaimah b'Shabbos Mitzvahs b'Shabbos means a contrast between Chalav and Barayis and Shabbos, that Misasik b'Chalav and Barayis, he didn't even realize that this is Chiluk. He didn't realize that it was Dab. He didn't realize that it was an Eishes Ish. He thought it was Ishto. So Mamish Misasik Bahalan Ras Chayit, she came to Anna. Hashani came to Shabbos, Misasik is Potter, because Malachas Machshev is Asatur. So why did Rabbi Yechanan say, Puk Tani Lebroad? The price is perfect. What did he get so excited about? So Gemara says, no, but there's no symmetry. The first half of the price is drawing a contrast between Shabbos versus Avodah Zarah. The second half of the price is drawing a contrast between Chalav Marayis and Shabbos. And with the same Russian, Chayme b'Shabbos b'Shabbos, Chayme b'Shabbos b'Shabbos. How can you interpret like that? It's not symmetrical. So the other Amoraim are not so upset about that. What is Shlech? The first half of the price is contrasting Avodah Zarah with Shabbos, and the second half is contrasting Chalav Marayis with Shabbos. But Rav Yechon and Litaimei, the Gemara has on 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. There's a famous Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid, a Shver Mishnah in the end of HaMafkid, and Rav Yechon couldn't figure out what's going on. And he says, Ashver and Mishnah. Half of the Mishnah is, I think, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. I forgot already. Rashi quotes. Half is Rabbi Akiva and half is Rabbi Shmuel. And he was very upset. How can you have the Reisha Aliba the Chatan and the Sefer Aliba the Chatan? If you have one Mishnah, it has to blend in together. Like over here, you have one Brisa. It has to have the same contrast. You can't have the Reisha is contrasting Avodah Zarah with Shabbos and the Sefer is contrasting Chalav Arayis with Shabbos. Has to fit in together. So that's where Rabbi Yechanan made a statement. Man the targum lechavis. The Mishnah talks about a ganav who stole a chavis and he put it back, and he didn't notify the balabas when he was putting it back. So is that good enough to be considered hashavas agneva? The ganav is chay beyond until he does a hashavah. So what if he does the hashavas ve'eshavas agzeli? He does the hashavas agneva, but he never notified the balabas that he did a hashavah. Is that considered a hashavas agzeli? He's no longer chay beyond. And he say no. It's not a hashavah. If he didn't notify, there's no yediyas balabas, it's not called hashavah, and it remains chay beyond until the end. So there's a steer between the Reisha and the Sefer there. So Rabbi Yechanan was upset, and he said, whoever will interpret the Mishnah and Chavis Aliba, the Chatana, the Reisha with the Sefer, I will be so indebted to him. Moy vilna monei basrei lebei masusa. I will serve him like an Eved. That an Eved Kenaini has to serve his master. He has to bring his underwear and his towel to the bathhouse. When the Adam wants to take a bath, so he has to carry the Godim and his Kalim, Basrei Levei Masus, he has to carry the Kalim after him. And the Seder HaDoiris, he quotes, he interprets on this Gemara, the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Tefillin quotes Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yechanan was a big mefunik, and kemat all year long he didn't wear Tefillin Shel Rosh. He was able to wear Tefillin Shel Yah, but Tefillin Shel Rosh he couldn't wear. In the summertime he was afraid he was going to get a sunstroke. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. In the wintertime he was afraid he'll catch pneumonia. So he always had his head covered, and he rarely ever uncovered his head. So he never wore Tefillin Shel Rosh. All year long, at least take the Beis Yosef quotes such a Yerushalmi. So then the Seder HaDoiris is a big copy. So he quotes this, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Kol Malacha She'evet Oso L'Rabbi, Talmud Oso L'Rabbi. The Talmud is Meshuvah to do for the Rebbe like an Eved does for the Rebbe. So the Gemara says, really? Kol Malacha She'evet Oso L'Rabbi, Talmud Oso L'Rabbi? So the Talmud is Mechiv to go carry, to wash the toilet bowl, and to wash the floor, and to carry the Rebbe's Kalim to the Beis HaMerchat Zifteh, Mamash like an Eved. Like an Eved Knaini, so the Gemara says, it depends. If the Talmud is wearing tefillin and everybody sees that he's Ayid, there's no chashash to think that he's an Eved Kenayani, then his mamash mechuyev to do the malachas like an Eved Kenayani. But if he's not wearing tefillin, and there's a possibility, as Mazat Meinan, that he's an Eved Kenayani, then he's not allowed to, you're not allowed to do anything, you're not allowed to kore lachavera Eved, is Oivan and Isa, and if you cause a chashod on yourself, that people will think that you're an Eved Kenayani, is also like kore lachavera Eved, you're not allowed to do that. That's a violation of the Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. I remember the Rav said, what's the Yisa? He said, the Kiddashto. At the beginning of Parsha Samar, it said, the Kiddashto, you have to be mechabed the Kohanim. So he thought that that's a din d'oraisa, you have to observe, you have to maintain the Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. You have to see to it that it shouldn't be forgotten. Who's a Kohen, who's a Levi, who's a Yisrael. That's why he introduced, he said, there's so many children from non-observant parents who go to yeshivas a lot of times. They don't even know what it is, a coin, a lady. So he used to insist in his school in Maimonides in Boston that those who were Kohanim or Levim should sign their names, Eliezer HaKoyin, whatever. They should remember that they're Kohanim. They should discover that they're Kohanim. Now, most of the kids who go to yeshivas are religious. They don't know whether they're Kohanim or Levim. But at that time, there were many children who came from non-observant homes who didn't know what it was all about. So he used to insist, because of the Kiddashto, you have to maintain the Yuchsin. So this is what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak. If the Yevid, if the Talmud is wearing tefillin, and everybody will know that he's a Yid, because the minig was, even though, Tosis writes in Gitna and Daf Mem, even though the women in Eved Kenayani volunteered to do mitzvah ses shazman grama, but the Eved never volunteered to wear tefillin. So the Gemara says, Eved she'iniach la rabba tefillin, that's the Gemara gives the Yotza l'cheres. If the rabbi gave the Eved a pair of tefillin to put on a shul one day, and then the Eved claims the next day, the Rebbe was meshachar him b'haraya that he gave me a pair of tefillin. So the Gemara says that it's a good raya, because that was absolutely abnormal. They never used to give tefillin to the Eved to wear. They would have the Eved eating the sukkah, they would have the Eved shake a lulav. He would wear a talus, okay, but tefillin apparently they never did. That was not at all the common practice. So that's what the Gemara says. If the Talmud is wearing tefillin, and everybody will know it's a dead giveaway that he's not an Eved Kenayani, obviously he's a Yi, either he's an Eved Ivri or he's a Talmud of the Rebbe. So then he can wash the floor, he can carry the Kalim to the Beis HaMerchatz. But if the Talmud is not wearing tefillin, and somebody may think that he's an Eved Kenayani, so not only Akar Lachaver Eved is Loike, the Gemara says, he said to give Malkus, the one who causes a chashad on himself that he's an Eved is also Ivri Nisa. So then the Gemara says, the Talmud is not permitted to carry the Kalim of his Rebbe to the Beis HaMerchatz if he's not wearing tefillin, because people will think that he's an Eved Kenayani. So Rabbi Yechanan says, I don't care. That's how the Seder HaDoiris says, I don't care. If somebody will farem for the Mishnah, I'll be so indebted. I never wear tefillin. He was a mefunik, he never wore tefillin. Summer, winter, he hardly ever said, I'll be so indebted, I'll carry the kelim to the Beis HaMerchatz. I don't care if they'll think I'm an Eved Kenayani. I'll be so grateful. If someone will farem for the Mishnah, I'll do what the halacha says you're not allowed to do. Anyway, but the Gemara quotes it over here just to say, Rabbi Yechanan didn't like the Braisa, because there's no parallel between the Reisha and the Sefer, the Braisa. Right, that was Tosis Kasha, right? And Samach Alvar Beis, Tosis says the Kasha on the top.
How can it be? He says, if they threaten to kill him unless he worships Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't accept it, believe it. So they ask, why is there a din of Yehar Gval Yavar? So that's what Taisa says, nonetheless. Even though there's clearly no din of Yehar Gval Yavar, even though there's no violation of Avodah Zarah, if he's not Mekabel Beloha, but nonetheless, the din is Yehar Gval Yavar, because the Nochri, the perception of the Nochri is that he got the Jew to worship Avodah Zarah. So even though it's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah, real Avodah Zarah it isn't, it's only a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So nonetheless, this is such a serious marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So they say Yehar Gval Yavar, just like Abizrahu of Avodah Zarah. There is, we mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago, there is a machlokes rishon where they say Yehar Gval Yavar and Abizrahu of Avodah Zarah. But this Abizrahu of Avodah Zarah, this is real hot, this is real close to the actual Avodah Zarah. The Nachri thinks that he succeeded in getting the Yid to worship Avodah Zarah. He got him to bow down, he holds a gun. He gets me to bow down in front of the Getchkin. So he thinks that he just succeeded in doing something marvelous. He doesn't know the Talmud Babli says, V'loi klumbu. Ilo kivalei v'loi klumbu. The Nochri thinks that he got me to worship Avodah Zarah. So such a marisayin of Avodah Zarah, that's a real Avizrah. That everybody holds Yehar Gval Yavar. But let's say I'm running away from the Nazis, and the only way to save my life is to go across the river. And the only way to go across the river, I need some wood to float on. I can't swim. So I chop down an Asherah tree, and I float across the river. And Asherah is also Bano. So that's a machlekes in Rishonim. Whether that form of Avizrah of Avodah Zarah, that's an Issa that's related to Avodah Zarah, but it's not as closely related as this one is. So this one, Taki, you're right. That's what I says. You're right. There's no act, strictly speaking, al pi halacha, there's no violation of Avodah Zarah. Lav plumhi. But it's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So the marisayin of Avodah Zarah is enough to make that it should be Yehoreg Valyam. So this Gemara, that's what I mentioned before, this Gemara is a famous discussion that learns that the Tana learns that the din of Misasik is not Chayv Chatas from a Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. Al-Hodeh Lot Chatos HaShachota Bo, so Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah Darshan HaShachota Bo, Prat from Misasik. He's only Chayv Chatas if he comes to the realization that he did an Aveira, that at the time that he was violating the Aveira, he was aware what he was doing. He wasn't aware that he was doing an Aveira. He didn't realize that it was an Aveira, but he was aware of the fact that he was carrying on Shabbos. But if he wasn't even aware that he had anything in his pocket, Ashechot Avoh, Prat L'Masasik, there wasn't a Yediyah Samayis. Let's say he opens the door and walk into the house, and all of a sudden the lights go on. It's all the mind father. When you open the door, the lights go on. So that's Mamish Masasik. He didn't realize that opening the door causes the lights to go on. So he's not even Chayv Chatas. That's not called Chilul Shabbos B'Shege. That's called Masasik. So the Mishnah quotes the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, who learns it out from a pasuk in Vayikra in this same chapter, Dalet. Ashechot Avoh, Prat L'Masasik, and then Shmuel, Mach Shabbos Bazicha. Shmuel comes and makes a different rush, and Malachas Mach Shabbos, Prat L'Masasik. What's going on? Where did that come from? Malachas Mach Shabbos, Prat L'Masasik. What's wrong with what it says in the Mishnah? Ashechot Avoh, Prat L'Masasik. The Pashto says Ashechot Avoh is a miyud in Kol HaTerakula. And in Kol HaTerakula, you're not Chayv Chatas. And Shmuel made it as if it's only restricted. Only on Malach HaShabbos, that's Taisa's Kasha. So the so Taisa has a famous teretz. There's one Kasha. Then Taisa has another Kasha. The first Kasha is, what do you need Shmuel's drasha from his pasuk? The Tana Rebbe Shua learns it out in the Mishnah from a different pasuk. So what do you need a duplication? Two psukim to tell you the same thing. Then there's a stira minayu bay within Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Misasik b'Shabbos poto malachas machshavas asatar." Now there are many halachas that are derived from that phrase, "malachas machshavas." That if you do malacha kelacha yad, it's only the rabbanim. If you do malacha b'mekalkal, it's only the rabbanim. And many other halachas, malachas machshavas asatar. Sometimes lahokel, sometimes lahachmer. That hilchas Shabbos is different. So Shmuel derives the whole institution of misasik poto b'Shabbos because malachas machshavas asatar. So it's only a din in hilchas Shabbos. It doesn't apply in Kol HaTerakula. So when Shmuel has the other here, Misasik b'chalom arayis chayv shekein nehenah, what does he need in the Sinas Tav? What does he have to give an explanation? Shekein nehenah. So lazogim, Misasik b'chol HaTerakula chayv, because there's no lack of Malachas Machshavas. Malachas Machshavas is only a Shabbos that could do. Whatever dinim are derived from Malachas Machshavas do not apply and kol haTorah kula. So there's a stira minei bay within the member, the two halves of the member of Shmuel. On the one hand, he says mesasik b'halom aras chayv shikain and special ayotzim in aklal. The klal is mesasik is always potter. Mesasik b'halom aras by gili aras and machovas hasur shikain and say yichay. Vice versa, mesasik and kol haTorah kula is potter. And then he says mesasik by Shabbos is potter because malachas nachshavos. Was dafa on kumitza apasik malachas nachshavos. He's mashma that mesasik and kol haTorah kula is potter. These are the two kashas that are bothering the Taisis. So Taisis all over in Shas gives the same answer. And people are so used to it, it's an interesting thing, people are so used to the Taisis Teretz all over Shas, no one even realized that the Rambam doesn't hold from the whole thing. This is Mi'iri on his daf. The Mi'iri disagrees. The Mi'iri says that Shmuel's din is that Mesasik is only part of Shabbos. And Kol haTorah kula Mesasik is Chayim. Because it's only based on Malachas Machshavos. But he says Mesachim b'chalom aras chayv shikain nene. What does he need the reason? It's lav dafki. You don't need any reason. Mesachim is only part of the Shabbos period. That's a peladik and miri. A lot of shperi miris. But this miri is a direct quotation from the Rambam. Nobody realized that pelad. The Rambam and the Tirish on the Shnayis and Krisis and the Mishnah and Daf Yutes writes it explicitly. And the Rambam and the Aruch Hazok and Hilchos Shogos writes it explicitly. Lamot and Zachar. Blazer Shach. The Goyen HaGodol, Rabbi Lezer Shach, the Rosh Yeshiva, from all the Rosh Yeshivas, writes in his Sefer, he couldn't believe it. One of the Bachrim, who is now a big Rosh Yeshiva himself, Rabbi Shmuel Deutsch, used to be Rabbi Gerelich's son. So he writes, my Talmud, my Tyre Talmud, Shmuel Deutsch, pointed out to me, it's Anof in a Rambam. And he says he's right. He says he's right, he didn't realize it. The Rambam is befeirish that Shmuel says, Mesasik is only Potter, and Shabbos and Kol haTorah kula is Chayv, period. That's the Rambam sheet. But we're so used to thinking Natsa because Taisus all over Shas writes Natsa. So as many times as people read the Rambam, they never noticed that the Rambam is Beferish Natsa. So Taisus gives a whole binyan. Taisus has a whole mahalak. It runs like this. There are two psukim, so the Tzvei Dinim, the Tzvei Halachas. So there's one din Mesasik, Ashachata Bo, Pratla Mesasik. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, it's not talking about Shabbos, it's talking Kol haTorah kula. Nefesh tisechto v'yosam me'achas mikol mitzvus Hashem asher lo se asen v'osam me'achas me'eino ahodol ad chatas v'shchata, but that doesn't say Shabbos, it's talking Kol haTorah kula. So ashachata bo prat l'mesasik is a din in Kol haTorah kula. But mesasik in Kol haTorah kula means, let's say, shchut echutz. A shechet works in a slaughterhouse in Omaha, Nebraska, I don't know, New Jersey, whatever, and he knows that this is a B'chor Be'im HaTorah that he's shechting. But he thought that the din doesn't apply in America. He thought the din of Shchut Echutz only applies in Eretz Yisrael for some reason or another. Or whatever. The rabbi with the long beard told him shech. So he thought he's supposed to shech even though it's a B'chor Be'im HaTorah. He knows it's a B'chor Be'im HaTorah. But what if he didn't even realize it's a B'chor Be'im HaTorah? He didn't realize that it was a korban. So that's Mamish Mesaseh. So that's what Taisa says, that you're not Chayiv Chavos. Or let's say, what's another case of Nisasek? I'm a Fatim is Akhtaris, I don't know. Asof B'Shem and Amishra. Someone has a bottle of oil and he's smearing a face, smearing the baby, he diapers the baby, smears on oil, a person smears oil on his arm, and then he finds out later that this was B'Shem and Amishra. So Nisasek and Kol haTorah kula is not Chayiv Chatos. It's a Ptur, Kol haTorah kula is not only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. But Nisasek case, he didn't even realize that this was Shemin HaMishchi. He didn't realize that this is Ktoiris. He didn't realize that this was Shchut Echutz. He didn't realize that this is a Korban that is a Korban HaTorah that he shechted. Thus he's Nisasek. But what happens, let's say, he finished eating on Friday night and it's dark outside and he wants to have dessert. He'd like to have some fresh fruits. So he goes outside. He has trees in the backyard. So he goes outside and he's going to pluck up some fruits from the tree. And he's interested in eating an apple. He doesn't like pears and he doesn't like oranges. He only likes apples. He goes outside, and by mistake, he plucked off a pear instead of an apple. So Shmuel, so the Gemara says that that's called Mesasek. This kavan litlish mechu bezeh, v'chotach mechu beracher, is called Mesasek. And let's say he didn't know that you're not allowed to pick off fruits on Shabbos. He didn't know that it's a malach. So that should have been, he knows he's plucking off a fruit on Shabbos. He knows he's plucking a fruit on Shabbos. And he didn't know that kotzer is a malacha. So that's a regular mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. Shibichai b'chatos. What kind of mesasek? It's not a mesasek. You know, it's shoigig. But because he thought that he's plucking off an apple and it was dark and it turned out by mistake he plucked off a pear or an orange, whatever, so the Gemara says, this Gemara increases on the next daf, on daf chof over there. This kama machta chub bezeh b'chotta chub beracher, it's a totally the wrong min. So the Gemara says that's also a misasik. What kind of misasik is that? So based on the pasuk asher chotta for prat on misasik, that would not be called misasik. So that's a shen tzvei din, and that's what Shmuel needs, his pasuk, malachim machsheves, prat on misasik, that's a new brand of misasik, that's a different kind of misasik. So that explains why you need two psukim, why you need Rebbe Shua, and the Mishnah learns that from Shechata Bo, why Shmuel learns that from the Pasuk, Malachas Machsheves, Prat and Nesasa. The Mishnah's din is a din in Kol HaTarkul, by all Chiyuvei Chatas, that you're not Chayiv Chatas on any. And any other Rebbe Shua can give its Nesasa. And Shmuel's din is that Prat and Hilcha Shabbos, that this case is called Nesasa, because of a lack of Malachas Machsheves, it's called Nesasa. If you would only have the Pasuk of Rebbe Shua, that would not be considered Nesasa. So then Shmuel has another din. And what if he's talking eating chalav arayis? He ate in the kosher restaurant and he thought that everything was kosher. He thought everything was under supervision. Then after he finishes benching, then they tell him he forgot to remove the chalav from the steak. He ate chalav. And the soda that he drank was all down. There's mamish misasik. There should be misasik in kol ha-tarkul. There should be potah from chatas. So Shmuel says a chiddush. Since you came to henna, so that's an exception to the rule that he's chayv chatas. That's what Taisa says. There's no steer between the two halves of what Shmuel said. On the one hand, Shmuel says Misasik is a Ptur in Hilchas Shabbos, so it doesn't apply in Kol HaTarkul. So what does he need a reason she came in? And so Taisa says, no, that form of Misasik doesn't apply. He knows he's Kaitzer. Why should that be called Misasik? He knows what he's doing, just didn't know that Tzirus was didn't. So that's only Achidid din of Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah, that is a Ptur Misasik in Hilchas Shabbos. That doesn't apply anywhere else. But if Imamish didn't know that he's eating Chalav Adam, that's the real Misasik. That's the Misasik that should be Potter and Kol HaTarkulo. So that Shmuel had another Chiddush, that Shekei Nehene, Asvara, Shekei Nehene, so he is Chayv HaKam. That's what Tosis has. Tosis has it in all the Masechtos. And it's so famous. That's why no one ever realized that the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosis. Ad kedei kach, that there's a famous dispute between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Mekor Chayim by the Nesivis. The Nesivis wrote a seif on Hilchas Pesach that's called Mekor Chayim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes a din of Chomet Sha'ovar, all about Pesach is a knas min the Rabban, Machloikas Satanoim, Rabbi Yudu, Rabbi Shimon, but the Chomet Sha'ovar about Pesach is in Isa, the Reis, and Isa, the Rabban. So Rabbi Yudu holds Chomet Sha'ovar about Pesach, and Isa, the Reis, even Chemet Sha'ol Nachri, Sha'ovar, all about Pesach. Any Chomet that's in existence in the world anywhere on Pesach becomes also Bachil Manol, Yoyim Avod, you're not allowed to eat. We don't pass them like that. We pass them. Chemtsu shal nachri, sh'over all of our Pesach is muta. Chemtsu shal yisol shabal ha-Pesach is also muta min ha-Torah. And it's a knas med rabbanon. Because he violated by Rabbi Motz, he said he made a penalty med rabbanon. But chemtsu shal akum is nid. So the shayla is, what if he violated by Rabbi Motz of b'shoigig? He was absent that day. He knows you're not allowed to eat chomets. Hanam Moritz, he knows you're not allowed to eat chomets. He never heard that there's a din that you're not allowed to possess chomets. So the Shulchan Aruch says the whole discussion in Perek HaNizok and where the Kansu Shog about the Mezer, a lot of Kansu Shog about the Mezer. When you want to make a penalty for an Avarian, you want to penalize the people who violated the Avarian Mezer. Are you gunning out to penalize the people who violated the Avarian Mezer? Not really. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Sometimes you penalize even Kansu Shog about the Mezer, and sometimes a lot of Kansu Shog about the Mezer. I got to study. So in Shulchan Aruch it says the Chomet Shogel HaPesach HaTzila B'Shogel. He didn't realize that it's an Aveira, Rabbi Matzah also was. Then the Shulchan Aruch has a bigger Chiddush. Even if he didn't even realize that this Chametz was around the house. He was by the Chametz and he sold this Chametz and he burnt that Chametz. And then he had some candy bars in the drawer, or stuffed on the bottom of the mattress. He didn't know at all where the children hid this Chametz. He didn't realize that they had hid some more Chametz. So the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Pesach, even Mamish, he didn't even know that he wasn't even aware of the Chametz, is also included in the Kansu Shogot the Mezer. So the Mekor Chayim Fekakasha, what do you mean? This is not Shogik, this is Misasik. He didn't realize at all that he had the Chametz. That's like the person carries on Shabbos. He doesn't realize that he has anything in his pocket. That's not called Malocha B'Shogik, that's Misasik. It doesn't count at all. So there's no Aveira at all. So how can he penalize the Mamish? No Aveira. He didn't violate Bali Rabbi Matz. And the Mekor Chayim comes up with the Chiddush. He says, when does the halacha say that an Avera bin Misasek is not considered an Avera, that's if the Avera has to be violated the Kumli Yaseh. Like a Shabbos, he has to do the Kumli Yaseh. He has to, what else do you have? He has to do Shchut Echutz. He eats Chel of Adav. He does a Pa'ula. So if the Pa'ula is done, Ba'itim Shal Misasek, he was in such a fog, he didn't even realize Bechlav was flying. He didn't know Bechlav was going on. He didn't know that he had Chometz in his possession. So if a person does a pa'ula, the kumli yaseh, without realizing what he's doing, that's called misasik, doesn't count at all. But if the nature of the avera is such that he violates an avera b'shevi al tasit passively, whoever has chometz in his possession is in violation of bal yoreh by matzah. He doesn't have to do any pa'ula. So since the nature of bal yoreh by matzah is that it's always violated b'shevi al tasit, by having it in your possessions, so even if you don't realize that you have it at all, but self, bottom line, it is in your ownership, it is in your possession, so you're in violation of Bali Rabbi Matzah, even the Misase, and the Mela, there is a penalty. That's what the Mekor Chai is. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand. What do you mean? An Avera B'Shevi Al Tasa is life, but if an Avera B'Kum V'Yase, if it's the Misase, it doesn't count. So an Avera B'Shevi Al Tasa is a Kavachayma that it shouldn't count. The Chesheb al Tasa, it's less of an Aveir. So he says the whole thing doesn't make any sense, and he says the Teretz is that the Kasha is a mistake. Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuva, the whole Kasha is a mistake, and Tshuva to the Nesivis, he's the correspondent. There were big Yedidim. He considered the Nesivis the God of Ador. They have in the history books, they have a story that they were once together in Shul, and they gave Rabbi Kivega a Shlishi. So Rabbi Kivega fainted when he called him up for Shlishi. So the people didn't understand what happened. So when he came to, so the Nesivis understood why he fainted. He considered him the God of Ador. Rabbi Kivega considered the Nesivis the God of Ador. So I couldn't understand. How did they call me up for Shlishi? The God of Ador is here. They should have given him Shlishi. So he whispered, so the Nesivis whispered to him, that apparently the city that he came from was a bigger city. Rabbi Kivega was from where? I forgot. From Poznan. Apparently was a bigger city than Lisa was. So he said, but the Balabata know that your city is bigger than my city. Of course they know that I know how to learn better than you. There's no shaila about that. No, he wanted to, because Rabbi Kivega couldn't understand at all. How could they make such a mistake? How could they give him Shlishi? So he whispered in his ear, no, but your city is bigger than my city, that's why they get the Shlishi. So that he was happy about that. So they were very, very big Yidim. So Rabbi Kivega has this letter, the Jewish Rabbi Kivega. He sent this letter to the Nesivis. He doesn't understand it all. He says he thinks the whole kasha is based on a mistake. Who says that Misasek heis nish ken avera? Misasek is an avera b'shoigig. It's an avera b'shoigig and comes to Shogot HaMesek. It's just Allah, you're not chayiv chatos. Sometimes you do an aver b'shoigig, you are chayiv chatos, and sometimes you're not chayiv chatos. But the fact that if you do an aver b'misasi, you're not chayiv chatos, doesn't mean to say there's a hishkish an aver. There is an aver. It's just a p'tur from chatos. He even thinks that it doesn't pata from chatos el v'yuri. He thinks it only pata from chatos kvua. From kizbo asir, it doesn't pata from el v'yuri. That's how he parenthes the Gemara. There's a Gemara. Mishnah and Shavuos, a man enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumen. Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh, it was one of the three Averis in Parshas Vayikra that Yechai Vachata Sol of Yeru. Yeah. So what does mean Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh of Yishoigi? He entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah by mistake. What was the by mistake? So the Gemara gives an example. He thought it was a library. He thought it was a shul. And it came out a mistake. It was really the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Kivega Fekta Kasha, if he thought it was a shul, it was Mamash Misasa. A man enters a house in the state of Tumah, and he didn't realize that the house is the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Mamish Misasi. So what is there? So how can the Mishnah discuss that he's Chayiv Katas Olav Yorei and Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh? That's the Mamish Misasi. So Rabbi Kivega Mishnai has a whole pilpul, and other Sfarim talk about this. And the Stifle has a whole liquid that he gives his own Teretz. And Rabbi Kivega says the Teretz says that Misasi is also an Aver of the Shoigig. When the Pasuk says, Ashachot Abba, Prata Misasek, that Misasek is Pata from Chatos, it's only Pata from Chatos Kvua, there's up, it's not Pata from Chatos Olav Yori. That Pasuk, Ashachot Abba, is in the Parsha of Chatos, and it doesn't appear in the Parsha of Chatos Olav Yori. It only Pata is this Chatos, it doesn't Pata that Chatos. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. He says, the whole Kasha Kushami correlates. The whole Kasha that the Mekor Chaim was working on, why is it that the chametz she'avar al ha'pesach is also b'achila b'hanoah, even if he didn't even realize that he had the chametz in his possession, why don't you say it's an aver b'misasik, it doesn't count? What do you mean it doesn't count? An aver b'misasik is also an aver. The only thing is you're not chayv chattas on it. So who's worrying about chattas? We're not talking about chattas. The value of b'imod is not chattas anyway. Just a shayva from making a penalty of kansu shoko to meizit. It's so an aver b'misasik is also an aver b'shegit. Yeah. Yeah, the Pashtus and a lot of Gemaras is not like Rabbi Kivegi, right? So Rabbi Kivegi says he's masking with the Mekar Chaim only by Shabbos. He says in Kol HaTarakula, he says like Tosfos, there's a din of Misasik in Kol HaTarakula that means that you're not Chayv Katos, but an Aveir it is, an Aveir B'Shegim. But on Shabbos, because Malachas Hashemus does the Torah, if you do Chil Shabbos in Misasik, then it's not even called an Aveir at all. If he didn't realize that he was carrying anything in his pocket, then it's not only that you're not chayv chatas, it's not considered an aveir at all, and he has a whole filter when he gave to come later the rabbi, and with the gemara in the end of the second paragraph of Bava Kama, that if he does chilul Shabbos, then the sasei, it's not called chayv mishishogim, that it should pater to come later the rabbi, it's namish nothing with nothing. That's Rabbi Kivegi. So the Pashtus is, though many gemaras, that's the Rav Soloveitchik always he says, Pashtus is like the Mekar Chaim, not like Rabbi Kivegi. The Pashtus is from our Gemara, from other Gemara's Misasei, is Mamish not called a Maisaveira at all. And that's exactly what the Mekar Chaim was explaining. If a person has to do the Aveira Bikum V'Yasei, and he didn't realize, let's say, you open the door and the lights go out on Shabbos. He didn't realize that opening the door makes the lights go out on Shabbos. So the Malach of turning on the lights doesn't relate to me. Or let's say, Ashech the Korban Bachutz. I'm a Shechet in New Jersey, and they give me behemoths to share. Zolmi Chaim found that one of the behemoths is a poor behemother, that it was owned by a Jewish farmer, and it was the firstborn blood, and a zohar. I didn't know anything about that. So that's misasik. What does it mean? I did the shchita, but the aveir of shchita kud does relate to me. I consider it as if it happened by itself. So the Mekar Chaim says, Amed bar Mamun, when you say you consider it as if it happened by itself, that's if the nature of the aveir is that it has to be violated. Bekumbi asay, you have to have a maisa aveir. Let's say, mixing keteris. I'm a fatimus akteris. And he mixed together a whole bunch of psalmim, and it turns out that that's the keteris. It didn't occur to him that that's the keteris. He didn't even realize that he's being a fatimus akteris. So he did, and aver bikum yasei, without even realizing that this constitutes, he didn't realize what the facts are, that this is, these are the different components of the keteris. So that's called misasei, and it's not an aver at all, but if the nature of the aver is b'shevi al taseh, so what are you going to say? It doesn't relate to him. What doesn't relate to him? Is the chametz in his possession? He owns the chametz. The chametz is his. So he's in violation. The value of b'imot. He didn't realize it. So it's b'shegig. How can you say the misasek? It doesn't. The act, the pu'ula doesn't relate to him. And Allah, he considers it kilo nasis me'ilehu. There is no pu'ula. The whole violation of b'yura b'imot is always b'shevi atas. So that's what the Mekar Chaim argued. That's a very good svar. That's a starker time. Right, this Shaila, Rabbi Yosef Engel raises the Shaila in his Sefer Asman der Eisen. What? And he brings this thesis, right? He raises the Shaila. When Shmuel makes an exception to the rule by Chalav Arayis Chayiv Shekein Nehene, what does it mean? Does it mean because the nature of Bias Asuris and Macholas Asuris and Gili Arayis and Macholas Asuris, the nature of the Aveira consists of the getting Anor. That's a factor, an element in the Aveira. But Stam, he happened to do Shkut Achutz, he happened to do Chilul Shabbos in a fashion that he happens to get Anor. So because he happens to get annoyed, that would not be good enough. But he's saying, no. It all depends on the hechtims. It doesn't depend on the definition of the aveir. If you happen to get annoyed, that's enough. So Rabbi Yosef Engel raises this question. And then he shows that the Tosfos and our daf says beferish. Yesh loimar. You look in the bottom Tosfos on the fourth line. So Tosfos asks, Why does Shmuel need another pasuk? Al Malach Asma Shevus Al Sutur. You already have the pasuk Ashechat Bo Bratla Misasek. So the famous teretz Taisa gets the famous teretz is no. There's Kamalachta from Chubazeva Chata from Chubarache. He walked out Friday night in the dark to the trees in the backyard to pluck off an apple, and he plucked off a pear by mistake. He knew he was doing kites there, so that should be shaykh, indeed, but he was there. But he thought he was getting an apple, and he got a pear, so that should not be called Misasik based on the rules and regulation of Misasik and Kol HaTorah Kulo. But that's the lack of a Malachas Machshevus HaSeter. It's a lack of Malachas. So that's the second answer that Taisa gives. But the first answer they give is, V'yesh Loimar, D'Ochikamar. On Shabbos, not only do you have the din of Ashechat Tabor Patma Misasik, you have a second reason why you Patma, because Malachas Machshevus. What do you mean a second reason? What's wrong with the first reason? So they say, and what will be if he does tefira on his beged, like the mashal you gave? He does tefira on his beged in such a way that it keeps him warm. He was freezing before. And he does the malach on Shabbos, and now he's in the henna, shekein the henna. So if you would only have the din of kol HaTorah Kulo misasik is not chayv chatos, I would have said here, shekein the henna, he's chayv chatos. Even though the hanoe is not it's not an integral part of the Chilul Shabbos. So that's why you have the new pasuk, Malachas Machshevus Asur Torah, a second reason why you put them on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes these cases that they seem to say that it's not dependent on the nature of the Avera, it depends on each and every individual Hechetimtze. Are you being Nene? Then it relates to you. If you're not being Nene, then it's Kilo Nasis Melech, then it doesn't relate to you. Has to be misake, because on Shabbos if you mekalkal you're not chayiv. Could be okay. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel, I didn't look it up. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel and Hassan Der Isaac quotes this tesis to the other side. So you say kendigzon, kenzai. So this is there's a famous Rambam in Perek Aleph. In Hilchis, Isuri Bia. Oh, here. The Ayin Mishpat tells you. Take a look. Perek Aleph and Hilchis Isuri Bia. Aloha Yud Beis. So the Rambam writes, Hamasasek Bach, Hamasasek by Shabbos is part of because Malach Machshevus Asvetayla. You're part of it. Hamasasek Bach Halom Ba'arayis Chayiv. There he's talking Arayis. Hamasasek Ba'arayis Chayiv. Shekei Nehene. And he says, Chayiv. Both in Arayis de Araisa and in Shnius La Arayis, which is only Medibre Sarah. Amasasik is Chayef even by Shnius La Arayis. So the Ravid asks, what in the world is he talking about? Amasasik by Arayis is Chayef what? He's talking Chayef Chatas. Masasik is not Meshege. It's not Bemezi. If it's Bemezi, it can't be Masasik. Masasik is obviously Meshege. Sasek b'shoyge, so you can't give him any punishment. So the whole meduber that we're talking about is chatos. So sasek ba'arayis chayev chatos shekein nehenet. But by shnius la'arayis medibrei soifrim, Shlomo HaMelech was goyiz a shnius. So what kind of chorus? There is no chorus and there's no chatos. There's no chatos b'chlal. So what did the Rambam mean that hamasasek ba'arayis chayev bein ba'arayis shal Torah bein shnius la'arayis? So the Rambam is masik. He doesn't know what the Rambam. Rambam made a mistake. How can it be the Nasasik Bishnius Larais Chai? So the Keshet Mishnah writes on that Ravid, the Farenfa de Rambam, what he probably meant to say was the following, that a Masasik normally doesn't even have to do tshuva. If a person doesn't have a Bishoygeg, he has to do tshuva. But if he doesn't have a Masasik, he doesn't even have to do tshuva. So Masasik Ba'arayis, Chayiv Shekeinahen, is Chayiv to do tshuva. If it's Arayis, the Arayis is Chai Bechatos. And if it's Shnius L'Arayis, then he has to do Tshuva. He has to be Mesak in the Tshuva. That's how the Keser Mishnah writes. So there's a Sefer Tzemach David, Brother David Rappaport. Heores, he was an Enikot from Rabbi Akiva Egan. His name is Akiva David Rappaport. He's named after Rabbi Akiva Egan, Alpha Zeta. So he wrote a Sefer Tzemach David, which is a knockout Sefer. He got Rabbi Chana Wasserman invited him to give a shiur in Baranovich, sight unseen. He just read the sefer. And he was swept away, he was swept off his feet, and he sent him a letter. He invited him to come to the yeshiva to give a shiur. He didn't realize that he was a single bokhar. So he came, didn't realize that he started it. So he came to the yeshiva and he said, "Yeshiva Yom Baranovich." So he writes in this stage where Tzemach David is the Haoris that he has now. They printed in the back of Chuvas with the Greg, they printed together. So he has in the Haoris on that Rebbe Kedega's Chuva with the dispute between the Mikor Chaim and Rebbe Kedega, where the Mesashik is considered not a Maisaveira at all. Kilo Nasis Meiloa. No, it isn't Maisaveira, but it's just a Ptur from Chatos. So the Tzemach David says he has a Raya from this Rambam. That because the Mishnah says on the Rambam in Perakala Paloch Yid Beis in Isuri Diyo, the Mesasek Ba'arayas Chayiv, she came to hand it both on Arayas Shal Torah and Arayas Shnias, or Arayas Medivre Seferim. And the Rabbi asks, what do you mean Chayiv? You can't be Chayiv Chatos by Shnias, by Arayas. There's no Chayiv Koris B'mezid. How can it be Chayiv Chatos B'shek? So because the Mishnah explained Pshat in the Rambam, is Chayiv to do Tshuva. So he says, what do you see from the Rambam? The Ferish, like the Mekor Chayiv. Then in Kol HaTorah Kula Mesasek Heisnishke Maisa Aver Bechlal, not just that it's a Ptur from Chatos, it's not considered a Maisa Aver at all. You don't have to do Tshuva. The only time you have to do Tshuva for an Aver done with Mesasek is Bahalam Arayis Shekeinen. There it is an Aver. Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not an Aver. So that's, it was, and Rabbi Belvola Soloveitchik, they have in the Shurim of Rabbi Belvola Soloveitchik on Kochim in one place. Rabbi Elbele said he saw in a recent sefer that came out, if you got which sefer, that's he's referring to this Tzemach David, if you got where, that you see from this Rambam, like the Mekor Chaim, that Nisasi can call a Tarakul, it's not called an Aveira at all, it's only called an Aveira by Chalom Arash. So this whole shtickle with this Rambam, this whole thing is all based on the assumption like cases, that there is a din of Nisasi can call a Tarakul. But that's what Blazer Shach points out. If you look in the Rambam, both in the Tirish HaMishnayis increases, as well as the Yad HaZokah, in the Hilchos Shkogos, the Rambam is befeirish against the whole thing. He's not goreish the whole discussion of Rabbi Kedega within the Mekor Chaim. He holds that there's no din of Mesasek in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, there is no category of Mesasek. Mesasek is only a din in Shabbos. Melachas Machshavos also Torah. There is no din Mechlah. Why does Shmuel give a reason she came in it? You don't need any reason. It's not necessary to give the reason she came in it. I don't know. Rama holds that it doesn't mean anything shkein ha'eret. Kol HaTorah Kula is also chayiv, Nisasik. Nisasik is always chayiv. So what does he do with this Rambam, with the Shnias LaRites? A Pella. What is he doing? How is he going to read Pshat? I don't know. Rambam quotes the Memra shkein ha'eret, yeah. Only by Chalom HaRais. But he himself holds that it's not necessary to give any explanation. Because he holds in all the other Chavi Krisis also. Nisasik is Chai. You don't even need Shekane Nehen. And Mefata Nisal Ktoiris, the Shegig, which is not Nehne, would also be Chai in Nisasik. Any Avera that the person does, Shchut Echutz, but Nisasik will also be Chai Katas. The only single case where Nisasik is Potter is Shabbos, is the Ferish in the Rambam. No two ways about it. So this whole, the whole discussion of Rabbi Kedega with the Mekor Chaim, is out of context. According to Rambam, there's nothing to discuss. It's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. And by Shabbos, it's beferish, not a malach. A lack of malach and Shabbos is mutam in a third. If it's a lack of malach and Shabbos, for sure it's not called a maisaver at all. And kol terkul b'chalal, there's no din in the sas. So according to this Rambam, according to the Rambam's own shita, the way the Rambam writes in the Tirish HaMishnayis increases in the Yad HaZok and Hilchos Shkogos, that Misasik is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, so that's good according to Shmuel. Shmuel said it based on the Pasuk, Malachas Machshavos Asa Torah. But the Mishnah increases doesn't say Malachas Machshavos. Mishnah increases quotes the Tanna Rebbe Yeshua says, Ashechot Tavoa, Prat from the Sasek. That Pasuk, Ashechot Tavoa, is not in the context, not in the middle of a Parsha of Shabbos, middle of a Parsha of Chil Chatos. So how do you take a Pasuk in the middle of Parsha of Chatos and say, Mola Lamed Vav Krisis Amur is Batera, that Pasuk is only talking about Shabbos. So the answer is, we did it on Amid Aleph. We had the whole Pasuk. The ganze pismen only applies to Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara attempted to apply it to Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara said there's nothing to discuss the Sulo Midi. The bottom line on some, if Sulo Midi scratch it out, it doesn't apply even to Avodah Zarah, where it's done, but then it doesn't apply either. That whole drasha, Meyachas Meheno, which is written in the middle of Parshas Chan, only goes on Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rambam holds that this drasha also, Ashechot Avoh Pratam Misasek, if you wouldn't have had Shmuel's comment, you would have thought mistakenly like Tosfos. Hashachata was it didn't call out Terakula, that you're not Chayiv Kach. So come Shmuel and he tells me, don't make such a mistake. No! Hashachata, but even though it's written Stam in the middle of Chayiv Kach, it only applies to Malach HaShabbos, doesn't apply to Kol HaTerakula. That's how the Rambam understood. He doesn't quote it by Halach. So what's the Havamina? What does Shmuel have to give an explanation for? What's the question over here? What is Shmuel giving an answer? If the Rambam holds the Masasa can call a Tarakula as Chayiv Chata, so we don't... That's the problem. That's the problem. That's what prompted Taisis to give their whole fantastic binyan, with the whole interpretation, Sveidinim, and this, and that, and all Maracha with the Taisis. And the Rambam doesn't go as the whole thing. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah Farempas, there's a stira in the Rambam like that. There's a stira. The Ram, the Gemara has a machlekes with the mitzvah Sichas Kavan and mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavan. So the Gemara has two dinim that are tovi in this issue. One case is the Kehle Shir. But the Ram has like this. One case in the Gemara is, do you have to have in mind, let's say you're blowing shofar for yourself, you didn't have a mind to be moitzi me. So am I yotzei if you didn't have me in mind? So we always say, of course not. You have to have, in order to have shemei koinah, you have to have kavanah lahoitzi, you have to have kavanah lotzei. So if you didn't have kavanah lotzei, you don't say shemei koinah. That's what we say. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. That's what the Baal HaMor says. But that's not what it says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parent. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, if you all did so sichas kavana, then you need kavana lahoitzi and you need kavana lotzi. If the din would have been a mitzvah a sichas kavana, then you wouldn't have needed kavana lahoitzi and you wouldn't have needed kavana lotzi. You wouldn't have needed any kavana. So there's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam says, kapul v'yohal matzah, kapul parsim. Menachem came and they held a gun to my head. And he said, you eat the matzah, we're going to kill you. So I didn't have kavana lotzei. They forced me to eat the matzah, so I ate the matzah to save my life. Then it comes out later, tonight was Pesach, and I just ate matzah. Do I have to eat more matzah, or was I yotzei? So the Rambam says you're yotzei. So it sounds like mitzvah is ain't sviches kavana. And yet the Rambam writes that if you want to be yotzei with the matzakeyas kiyas, he has to have a mind to be moitzi. You have to have a mind to be yotzei. And according to the Gemara, that is totally zed to zed. If you all mitzvah sichas kavana, then and only then do you need kavana lahoitzi and kavana lahoitzi. If din is mitzvah same sichas kavana, then you yotzi without kavana lahoitzi and kavana lahoitzi. You would say shemei koina, I can yotzi his tears without his being mechavet. So that's the stira in the Rambam. So the Ran points out, the Ran on the Rish, on Masechus Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third paragraph, yes, the stira in the Rambam. He says the teretz is that misasik b'chava maraiz chav shikeinen. He says the reason why mitzvah tzrichas kavana is because if you do a mitzvah without kavana, we treat it like misase. But by mitzvah achila, by achilas matzah, that parallel to chalovim. the sin shekein ahenah, so the achila does relate to me. You can't say it's if it happened by itself, because I didn't have kavana. So he says, but that's only by achila. The Rambam passes mitzvah saying tzichus kavana shekein ahenah. But by tkiya shofar, where there's no svarab shekein ahenah, there the Rambam holds that mitzvah tzichus kavana. That's what the Ran suggests as the yishuv of the Rambam sheet. They say, Rav Soloveitchik used to say in the name Rav Chaim that he thinks the Poshet Teretz is like the Balamor says, that the Rambam, the Poshet, the way it's ungenumen all over in the world. That the, even if you hold mitzvah Svichas Kavana, even if you hold the mitzvah Ein Svichas Kavana, that's if you do the mitzvah yourself. But if someone else says Kiddush Liyu, someone else is blowing shofar and you want to be Yotze using the principle of Shemei Kraina, so his Kiddush or his Tkiyah should be like to me, that you have to be liash megai, so that you have to have kavanah lahoitzi and kavanah lahoitzi. If you don't have kavanah lahoitzi, it's not the lack of mitzvah sichas kavanah, it's ain't sichas kavanah, but you don't apply the klal of shemei koi. That's what Rav Chaim said, that the Ram, like the Balamor. He said he thinks that the Rambam probably means like the Balamor, that the lefiyah maskana, the need for kavanah lahoitzi, kavanah lahoitzi, is unrelated to the topic of mitzvah sichas kavanah. And your pshat is what the Ram says, that v'chalom arayis chayv shekein ahen. Then the Gemara on the top of Samach Yimel and Aleph comes to the conclusion that this issue is a machlokes hamorayim and a machlokes hatanaim. Whether yesh chiluk melachos la'avodah zarah, if he did zibuach kito nisach yishtachva behelam echor, is he chayav four chatois? Like in Hilchos Shabbos, if he does chorus areh koitzer and dosh, he does four melachos behelam echor, is chayav four chatois. So do you say that avodah zarah is the same, the chiluk melachos are not? So the Gemara said the kitzah machlokes hatanaim and a machlokes hamorayim. So you don't have to throw out the brice. Originally, the Gemara quoted a brice that it's only chayv one chatos. The Gemara said that's one tana. Rabbi Yechon holds like the other tana that yechayiv are four chatos. That's the machlokes. On Parshas Bahaloisko, we always read the Haftorah from Neiris de Zachariah, the same Haftorah that you read on Shabbos Chanukah. Yeah. So he. Tosis points out in the Gila and all the sugyas that there has to be a connection. You have to have a theme that appears in the Kriya, in the Parshas HaShavua, that appears again in the Haftorah. Sometimes the themes are not so obvious. So it's usually assumed that the theme that is shared in common is about the mitzvah of the menorah. Ba'alos v'sameres goes on Havlokas HaMenorah. And then the Nevuah in Zechariah is about the menorah and the Bayi Sheni. He had a cholam, he had a mara and a voice. He sees a menorah shalzah, the gul al roisha, and the pool of olive oil, and it's flowing in. The menorah is burning, and so on. Everything filling up and burning by itself. So usually you assume that that's the connection between the kriya and the haftarah. You look in the Rambam and the Mara and the Buchim, you may get a different understanding. The Rambam writes the Yud Gimel Ikori Emuna in the Siddur. We have in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Sanhedrin. We have it in the Siddur, so he has two different animamans. One animaman, we believe in the institution of Nebuah. There's such a thing. Because Hashem Baruch Hu gives Nebuah to human beings. And we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon Hanabim. That's a separate Yisrael in Nebuah. Where does that idea come from? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon Hanabim? That's from Parshas Bahaloisko. That in the end of Bahaloisko, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. She said, who does he think that he is? That he's Pirish Menoisha? I'm an Avi, her brother Aaron is an Avi, and they didn't have to get divorced. They led their normal family lives. Moshe Rabbeinu is such a Balgaiva, he thinks that he's greater than everybody else. That's not right. So she meant, L'tayvasa, she meant to straighten them out. And then the Rabbi Shalom said, what are you talking about? Here, the Viachna Shemara, Rabbi Svada, Bachalai, Madaba, Baloi, Kein Avi, Moshe, Bechol, Beisi, Nemenu, who are different. So this is where the Rabbi Shalom tells this principle. That the Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu is totally different, is on a higher madrega than the Nebuah of Shah Hananim. Just in the Pirush Amilus, it's a shver, a pasuk. Yeah. Rav Chaim Balozhin in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim points out, the pasuk says, if the other prophets get Nebuah b'mare, they get a mara ha-Nebuah and a mara. Lokein Abdi Moshe, his Nebuah is a mara, but not the chidos. He gets b'mara, they get b'mara, he gets b'mara. So it's the same thing. So what's the difference? So he says, no, if you read it carefully with your glasses on or with your glasses off, whichever is better. So the first time it says, the other Nebuah get a Nebuah b'mara. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get b'mara, he gets b'mara. So he says the two different words. Maro, he says, is a mirror. The other Nadim only get a reflection. They don't get the real Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu gets a Mareh. Mareh means like a telescope. That's Aspegloria Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu gets a direct Nevuah Telpeh. And the other Nadim get a Chazon, they get a Chalom, they get an image. And they have to interpret it in their own words. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get a Chazon. He doesn't get an image, which he has to interpret. He gets Peh, he gets Oisius and Nekudah. He gets direct dictation. Moshe Rabbeinu got a direct dictation. He didn't get a Chalom and a Chazon. He didn't get Maror, a mirror. He got Mareh, he got straight vision. So the Rambam emphasizes this in the Arach HaZok and Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, and he gives you the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shai Nevi'im, and then he repeats it again in the Mor Nevuchim. So he writes in the Mor Nevuchim, all of the Nevi'im were very clear, the Nevuah was very clear what was going on. He says, look at Avraham Avinu was prepared to do the Akedah on his son Yitzchak. He loved his son, it was Bincha Yichidcha Sha'aftas Yitzchak. If he would have any stake as what the Nevuah is, would you think that a normal person, he wasn't crazy, would you think that Avraham Avinu would be prepared to shech the son? Obviously it was 100% clear to him, the Nevuah. And he says, and yeah, it was clear, but it still wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu Aspikloria Amir. He says, all the Nevi'im, it doesn't mean Aspikloria Shein Amir, it doesn't mean that it was foggy, they weren't sure what they heard. At the end of the day, they understood it, but they didn't get it right away, they had to interpret it. So he says, to demonstrate, he says, look in the Navi Zechariah. He gets a vision, and he says to the Malach Adoy Vabdi, Mo'ela Adoyni. I don't understand what it is. And he says, Halo Yadaita. And then he says, no, I don't understand. And he keeps on arguing back and forth till he finally tells him what Pshat is, and we don't even have it in the Haftarah. It's, I think, two chapters later in Zechariah. Over here, he doesn't say, he says, and it still doesn't tell you what it is. He leaves you hanging till another chapter and a half later when he finally tells you. So the Rambam says, when we say the other Nadim had an Aspikloria Sha'ain and the Ero, it does mean that after they finished the Nebuah, they weren't sure what they were told. No, they were sure what they were told, but it took them a while till they filled it out. But the Malach HaDeivadi, till he worked out the Pshat, and after they walked away from the Nebuah, then it was crystal clear, then they knew what they were supposed to do. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to filter. Everything was a direct dictation, and there was no room for Sveikis at all. So he quotes this Haftarah, he quotes this section from the Nevuah Zechariah to demonstrate the contrast between the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu and that of the Shai Nevi'im. So it could be that this perhaps is the connection. I think the connection with the Menorah, that in the Bayi Sheinah he also had a Menorah. I don't know if that's necessarily the important connection. Perhaps the connection is, like the Rambam wrote in the Nevuchim, that this Nevuah of Zechariah indicates the contrast that the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to bring out over here, that the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu is on a much higher level, a totally different type of Nevuah from that of the Shai Nevi'im. Why did the Rambam decide to consider that one of the Ikorim Amunah? That's the question. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik, Siddur, and Rav Kook. Rav Kook has it in the Siddur. You know, the Svi and others, right? We have in later in Chumash Devarim, we have Zechiras Chet Miriam, Zohar Shvios HaShemokhev and Miriam. You have to remember the Chet of Miriam. So the Chafetz Chaim has one of his little Svarim, Zohar LeMiriam, and he quotes from Rashi and Chumash, he quotes from the Tanoi, from the Sifrei, that Zechiras Chet Miriam, you have to remember how terrible the Aveir of Lashon Hara is, that Miriam HaTzadekes was punished with Zaraz because of the fact that she said Lashon Hara against the brother, she didn't mean anything wrong, and it wasn't, and it didn't hurt him, and he didn't lose his parnasa, he did nothing happen, he didn't lose his shtela, nothing happened, and it was b'tzina still. You see how chomer that there of Lashon Hara is the kavachayim everybody else. So that's the way they usually learn Zechiras Chet Miriam. So Rav Soloveitchik said over when he said the Hesped for Adolvah, and he printed this later on, so he said, that's Zechiras Chet Miriam. He says, you have one of the